Thank you. I'm Sringom from representing the Office of the Attorney General. And the first question that I would like to answer is on the National Law Review Task Force report that was compiled and published in 2018, where they reviewed legislations and submitted the findings and recommendations to the parliament and other stakeholders. Then the review identified laws with conflicting provisions, laws that need consolidation and the need for new laws. The task force recommended 29 acts for amendment, 15 acts for total repeal, 8 acts for consolidation, and 8 new acts for legislation. Specific recommendations related to children were amendment of the sections 203 and 204 of the Penal Code by including factors attributing to child molestation and increasing the penal offense grading. And amendment of section 154 of the Penal Code related to trafficking in persons in line with UN protocol to prevent, suppress and punish trafficking in persons and the Child Care and Protection Act of Bhutan. Additionally, section 182 was amended to create a penalty of life imprisonment for statutory rape by a person in there are three criteria where a person in a position of trust or authority towards a child or and is a person who with whom the child is in a relationship of dependency and is in a relationship with a child that is exploitive of the child. And these were the new developments since the recommendation of the National Law Review Task Force. And now moving on to the access to justice, the child-friendly mechanisms. Well, pertaining to the legal aid, section 180 of the Child Care and Protection Act states that if a child or the parents or guardian of a child is an indigent person, the state shall provide legal assistance to the child in all the proceedings of the case for one's defense where the interest of justice so requires. Additionally, the Child Care and Protection Act also stipulates provisions on the duration for completing an investigation against a child in conflict with law. Further, Section 78 of the Act states that a child who is arrested and detained shall have the right to prompt access to legal and other appropriate assistance, as well as the right to challenge the legality of the arrest, detention, and to testify as a witness on one's own behalf. Moreover, in 2021, the Legal Aid Guideline for Vulnerable Women and Children stipulates the provisions on competence and accountability of legal aid service providers. Besides legal aid, the Child Care and Protection Act also states that through Section 103, while in custody, a child shall receive care, protection, and all necessary basic assistance, whether social, educational, training, psychological, medical, and physical, that the child may require in view of age, sex, and personality. In terms of custody and remand, Section 122 of the Act states that when a child in conflict with law is arrested and not released on bail, the officer in charge of the police shall cause the child to be kept in a remand home or a place of safety for such period during the period of the inquiry and adjudication. In addition, the diversion guidelines of 2016 encompasses sufficient procedures and standards to divert cases of a child in conflict with law through alternative measures and sentencing. And the revised standard operating procedure for dealing with children in conflict with law provides for various types of alternative measures, namely advice or admonition, cautioning, diversion, and conditional discharge that may be adopted by the different stakeholders at different stages of proceedings when a child comes in contact with the child justice system.